Mace Fingen and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Vingen joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com by Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing quite well. We are talking about Brian Callahan and how he seems to be stressing that there will be a quarterback competition this offseason leading into the regular season. He's talked about how reps are going to be distributed, all of those sorts of things. And the question I just had for Derek is, why are we putting ourselves through this? We know that Cam Ward, more than likely, is going to be taking the starting reps. He's going to be the starting quarterback for this team in week one against whichever opponent it is. So why do you think Brian Callahan and the organization are stressing that we're not just going to hand Cam the number one job, even though it ultimately seems like that's where it's going?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes when a coach talks, say like, okay, is he giving us an honest answer, or is he sending a message to players on his team? Like, to me, I feel like, you know, when coaches do what Brian Callahan is doing right now, it's, hey, I'm answering your question, you know, appreciate you asking, but really what I'm doing is I'm sending a message to Cam and the rest of the team. Like, look, we're just going to hand this to you. I'm also sending a message to, you know, Will Levis and all the other quarterbacks in that, like, hey, what you're working hard for right now and the opportunity that may be out in front of you, like, I'm not squashing that right now. I'm giving you hope as we sit here in early May. And while that, you know, I'm talking about the quarterback position specifically, you know, I want everybody to know that that same thing could be happening at linebacker and guard and safety. And so, you know, I think that's what it is. Look, we all know, they know Cam Ward's going to be the future, you know, the future of the coaching staff, you know, here in Tennessee is directly tied to Cam Ward playing, his success. And so with that being the case, like, everyone knows it, but at the same time, like, the messaging I still think is important to the football team.
So last week, Warren Moon was at the Kentucky Derby and he did an interview with Kay Adams. And of course, Warren Moon gave Cam Ward his blessing to wear his number one for the Tennessee Titans. And in this interview, he said to Kay Adams, quote, I'm going to be a lot more involved than you think, when he was asked about his investment in Cam Ward in the Titans. And Willie, Derek, and I were talking about, you know, the pros and cons of Warren Moon being involved, having that investment in Cam Ward, because he has not explicitly said what that's going to be. But how beneficial could it be for Cam Ward to have someone like Warren Moon in his corner, maybe as a sounding board? But the other half of that is there any sort of trepidation from the Titans that, you know, what if we're telling Cam Ward one thing and the advice that Warren Moon is giving Cam Ward says another?
Yeah, I would say this, like, you know, in terms of any type of mentorship, and I'll kind of put it this way too, I think that Warren Moon in my brother's time in Seattle, I think that Warren Moon was, you know, was a nice resource for my brother and was a good encouragement to my brother, you know, in his time as the Seattle Seahawks quarterback. You know, Warren was, I believe, up there still doing radio, and, you know, they definitely developed a friendship. And I think that it was definitely beneficial to Matthew, you know, to have that relationship with Warren Moon. And so, you know, where I think that these mentorships, you know, can go sideways a little bit is if it's somebody that's just like only going to be publicly critical of the organization and defend, you know, a player at all costs. Like, I don't think that that ever really helps, you know, the player, their development, and those types of things. I think that, you know, if Warren Moon's desire is to, you know, be there for Cam Ward and to, you know, just be a resource if there are things that he's struggling with, then, then I think that that's good. I don't think that Warren Moon would be somebody that is giving competing advice to what the Titans would be saying to him. It's not going to be, hey, this is how you need to read this play out, or this is how you need to change your footwork, or like not stuff like that, but more, okay, we got this situation going on in the locker room and this receiver's unhappy and this is the stuff that he's saying. And, how would you advise that I kind of massage that situation and make it better? Or, okay, you threw a pick, late in the game that, cost the team, the game. Like, how do you take the accountability for it, but also move on? Like, I think those are the areas where, someone like Warren Moon can be a huge asset to a young player.
We'll talk with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and head coach of the Ensworth Tigers. Now, Tim, yeah, you're right in regards to Warren Moon. That can be at times a tricky situation, but I think if everybody's on the same page, it seems like, Warren Moon is not a guy that will overstep any boundaries. It's, hey, listen, kid comes to me, asks me some questions, or if I see something mechanical from his mechanics, or like you said, seeing things on the field, then I will mention it to him. But besides that, I'm not in here to be his coach. I'm just in here to be another ear for him to sort of, talk with in that regard. So looking at Cam Ward and the things that can help him, and we always look at, he needs a good offensive line. Well, we understand that. He needs some playmakers on the outside. Yeah, we get that too. But I think on the flip side, I think they need a defense that's going to allow the Titans to, bring Cam Ward on very slowly, because I looked at the last, 5-10 years of just the number one picks in the draft, and all but two were plus in turnover ratio. That was Baker Mayfield and Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams' season still was bad, and Baker Mayfield's season, I think they end up going to the playoffs that first year, if I'm not mistaken. But how important is it for a number one pick in this situation, Cam Ward, to have a defense that's going to be in the better yet, not in the top half? It needs to be more like a top 12 defense.
Yeah, look, I think it's really important. I mean, we can talk about, I'll give you an example. I'm on NFL Live later today, and we were talking about the Chiefs and teams that need to keep pace with the Chiefs and all that. The Chiefs didn't have a very good offense last year. The Chiefs offensively weren't great, but it was great. Their defense, right? So we talk Patrick Mahomes all we want. They had a really good defense. And I think that's part of I as an analyst, I'm sure as fans, we do, we get so enamored with the offense and all that stuff, but defensively, it changes it a lot. Always have a good field position, being able to get a three and out after a sudden change, or hold a team to three versus giving up a touchdown. So I think of teams go back to Roethlisberger as a very young player, how good that defense was. You look at the difference of even an older player like Matthew Stafford, goes to the Rams and they've got, a championship caliber defense. They win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think it's always important. But for sure, with a first-year starter, rookie quarterback with all kinds of expectations, that – it isn't always about the offense having the ball last to score to win.
Now, Tim, quickly before we get you out of here, obviously these prank phone calls, and I don't think we talked with you about this, these prank phone calls that were happening. And obviously, it became so big because of Shedeur Sanders, but there were several other players in this year's draft that got fake, prank phone calls. Is there anything, one, that the league can do, and did they do enough to Atlanta to try to, curtail this just a little bit? Now, you can't control the fans, I understand that, but when it's coming out of one of the buildings, that's a different story.
Yeah. It seems to me like these numbers are way too accessible. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many phones they sent out or things like that, but to me, it seems like way too accessible to find some of these phone numbers to get it out. I would think the NFL will do something to change it. like I, it just, it feels gross to me. Like as somebody who, you know, had the phone ring, didn't get drafted. Like it just is, look, those are, it's a stressful day. I don't care if you're a first round draft pick, a seventh round draft pick, or you don't get drafted at all. That's just, it's kind of nasty to me. It really is. I get it. These guys are going to make a lot of money and there's a lot of reward in it. But I do feel like there should be, you know, some other protection in terms of that stuff. And listen, maybe it's got to be, you know, somebody else is answering the phone. Like, I would just would hate to see a couple, you know, people kind of just ruin the experience for, you know, how this goes going forward. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not a good, maybe we need to go back to landlines or something. I don't know. I just
give code names as you're doing it.
Listen, like it's all FaceTime from now on.
That's what I was about to say. Exactly, it needs to be FaceTime or Zoom or something where you can clearly look at the other person and know that it's not some 21-year-old kid impersonating Mickey Loomis calling Shador Sanders.
Yeah. It's just, it's really too bad. Listen, I don't have any wise words on it. I wish I did. It kind of stinks, you know? I mean, it just, and you're right, like D-Mace, the more we find out, like, how many guys this has happened to, mm-hmm. like, this feels more like not just, you know, one punk, you know, kid, you know, doing it. It's more, you know, feels like an epidemic. You know, there's so many guys that it's happened to.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us as he does every Tuesday. Tim, great stuff as always. We'll talk next week.
All right. See you, fellas.
Tim Hasselbeck on the program. 615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on the quote-unquote competition that the Tennessee Titans are selling at quarterback, though I did appreciate Tim's analysis on that question. But we want to hear from you as well at 615-737-1025. Call us, text us. Nashville's best deal of the week is celebrating National Barbecue Month. Get a $50 gift card to Central Barbecue in Capitol View for half off right now. Try their new barbecue sampler, ribs, wings, and barbecue sliders. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals right now while supplies last.